Remembering Celestia's last words, Twilight decided to go south and find the Queen of the Hippos. Joined by her friends, she embarked on a long and exhausting journey through a desert land. As Pinkie Pie started to get delirious and Spike was agonizing about the never-ending sand, Twilight noticed something looming in the distance. "Oh, a city!" yelled Pinkie Pie, thrilled. "We are doing it, you guys!" "You know what they say," added Rarity, perking up. "Where there's a city, there's a spa."
"Who says that?" frowned Rainbow Dash,
but she followed her friends into the odd, imposing city of Klugertown. It soon turned out that Klugertown was far less friendly than they could have ever imagined. The friends found themselves surrounded by large, scary creatures who all happened to be vendors looking for a perfect bargain. Capturing a pony or a dragon and selling it on the black market could surely be very lucrative. As the crowd tightened around the ponies and Spike, an alley cat in a fancy coat jumped to their rescue and offered them shelter at his house. Little did the friends know that Kappa was secretly planning to sell them to a circus owner. Having entered Kappa's manor, the ponies admired its charming interior, full of shiny baubles and antique books. As the cat started an old-fashioned phonograph and set the table for tea, the ponies explored the room and relaxed after their long journey. Pampered by their host with warm snacks and cosy blankets, the friends began to unwind. All except for Twilight, who scanned the room suspiciously. Just then, a bookshelf caught her eye. As she leafed through an old, bulky atlas, she found a note that made their mission a little bit less enigmatic. "It's not hippos, but hippogriffs they were looking for."